بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال وما علمي بما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 112. Nuh, peace be upon him, said to them, "What do I know of what these believers used to do? I am not an overseer over them, that I account for their deeds."
إن حسابهم إلا على ربي لو تشعرون.
Verse number 113. Their accountability is only to Allah, who knows their secret and public affairs, not to me. If you realized, you would not have said what you just did.
وما أنا بطارد المؤمنين.
Verse number 114. I'm not going to push away these believers from my gathering in acceptance of your wish, just so that you believe.
إن أنا إلا نذير مبين.
Verse number 115. I am only a clear warner. I warn you of the punishment of Allah.
قالوا لئن لم تنتهي يا نوح لتكونن من المرجومين.
Verse number 116. His people said to him, "If you do not stop calling towards what you are calling us towards, you will definitely be harassed and stoned to death."
قال رب إن قومي كذبون.
Verse number 117. Supplicating to his Lord, Nuh said, "O my Lord, indeed, my nation has rejected me and not believed in what I have brought from you to be true."
فَافْتَحْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ فَتْحًا وَنَجِّنِي وَمَن مَّعِيَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Verse number 118. So judge between me and them, such that they are destroyed due to their insistence on falsehood, and save me and those believers who are with me from the punishment you destroy the disbelievers with.
فأنجيناه ومن معه في الفلك المشحون.
Verse number 119. So I answered his supplication and saved him and the believers with him in the ark, which was full of people and animals.
ثم أغرقنا بعد الباقين.
Verse number 120. Then I drowned the remaining rest, who were the people of Nuh.
إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
Verse number 121. Indeed, in the aforementioned, i.e., the story of Nuh and his people, the saving of Nuh and the believers with him, and the destruction of the disbelievers from his nation, is a lesson for those who take heed. Although most of them do not believe, they were rejectors.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Verse number 122. O Messenger, indeed, your Lord is the Almighty who takes retribution from his enemies, yet merciful to those of them who repent.
كذبت عاد المرسلين.
Verse number 123. The people of Ad disbelieved in all the messengers by their rejection of Hud, peace be upon him.
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ
Verse number 124. Remember when their brother, the prophet Hud, said to them, Will you not be mindful of Allah and leave the worship of other than Him out of fear for Him?
إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ
Verse number 125. Indeed, I am a messenger for you. Allah has sent me to you and I am trustworthy. I will not increase or decrease in that which has been revealed to me.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ
Verse number 126. So be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commandments and refrain from that which He has prohibited, and obey me in whatever I have commanded you with and forbidden you from.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
Verse number 127. I do not seek any reward from you for what I convey to you from my Lord. My reward is only from Allah, the Lord of all creation, not from anyone else.
أتبنون بكل ريع آية تعبثون
Verse number 128 Why are you building upon every elevated, overlooking place a building as a marker, unnecessarily, without any benefit in it for you, in the world or the afterlife?
وتتخذون مصانع لعلكم تخلدون
Verse number 129 And why do you build forts and palaces, as if you were to live forever in this world, never to depart from it?
وإذا بطشتم بطشتم جبارين
Verse number 130. And when you attack a place, you attack like tyrants, killing and with violence, showing no kindness or mercy.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ
Verse number 131. So be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commandments and refrain from that which He has prohibited. And obey me in whatever I command you with and forbid you from.
وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ
Verse number 132 And fear the wrath of Allah, who has granted you everything which you know well.
أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ
Verse number 133 He granted you many bounties and granted you offspring.
وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ
Verse number 134 And He granted you gardens and flowing streams.
إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ
Verse number 135 O my people, I fear the punishment of the great day over you, the day of judgment.
قَالُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوَعَظْتَ أَمْ لَمْ تَكُنْ مِنَ الْوَاعِظِينَ
Verse number 136 His people said to him, You're warning us and not warning us is the same to us, for we shall never believe in you and will never turn away from whatever we are doing. Beneficial points. 1. The people of falsehood take refuge in violence when they are cornered with proofs. 2. The oppressors being destroyed and believers being saved is a divine custom of Allah. 3. The dangers of being wholly dependent on the world. 4. The stubbornness of the people of falsehood and their insistence upon it.
إن هذا إلا خلق الأولين.
Verse number 137. This is nothing but the religion of the people of the past, their habits, and their character.
وما نحن بمعذبين.
Verse number 138. And we are not going to be punished.
فكذبوه فأهلكناهم إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
Verse number 139. They continued rejecting their prophet Hud, peace be upon him. So I destroyed them due to their rejection by a barren wind. Indeed, there is a lesson in their destruction for those who take heed. Although most of them do not believe, they were rejectors.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Verse number 140. O Messenger, indeed, your Lord is the Almighty who takes retribution from his enemies, yet merciful to those of them who repent.
كذبت ثمود المرسلين.
Verse number 141. The Thamud disbelieved in Allah the Messenger by their rejection of Saleh, peace be upon him.
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
Verse number 142. Remember when their brother in lineage Saleh said to them, will you not be mindful of Allah and leave the worship of other than Him out of fear for Him?
إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ.
Verse number 143. Indeed, I am a messenger for you. Allah has sent me to you and I am trustworthy. I will not increase or decrease in that which has been revealed to me.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
Verse number 144. So be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commandments and refrain from that which He has prohibited, and obey me in whatever I have commanded you with and forbidden you from.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 145. I do not seek any reward from you for what I convey to you from my Lord. My reward is only from Allah, the Lord of all creation, not from anyone else.
أتتركون فيما هاهنا آمنين.
Verse number 146. Do you expect to be left alone in whatever goodness and bounties you are in safety and without fear?
في جنات وعيون.
Verse number 147. In gardens and amongst flowing springs.
وزروع ونخل طلعها هضيم.
Verse number 148. Among crops and palms, the fruits of which are tender and delicate.
وتنحتون من الجبال بيوتا فارهين.
Verse number 149. And you skillfully carve out houses from the mountains in which you then live.
فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
Verse number 150. So be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commandments and refrain from that which He has prohibited, and obey me in whatever I have commanded you with and forbidden you from.
ولا تطيعوا أمر المسرفين.
Verse number 151. And do not submit to the commands of those who are immoderate on themselves by committing sins.
الذين يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون.
Verse number 152. Those who cause corruption on earth by spreading sins and do not rectify themselves by holding on to the obedience of Allah.
قالوا إنما أنت من المسحرين.
Verse number 153. His people said to him, "You are surely one of those who have been bewitched repeatedly until the magic has overpowered your intellect and driven you crazy."
ما أنت إلا بشر مثلنا فأت بآية إن كنت من الصادقين.
Verse number 154. You are nothing but a human like us. You do not have any privilege over us which makes you worthy of being a messenger. So bring a sign that proves you are a messenger, if indeed you are truthful in your claim to be one.
قال هذه ناقة لها شرب ولكم شرب يوم معلوم.
Verse number 155. After Allah had given Saleh a sign that was in the form of the she-camel, which Allah extracted from the rock, He said to them, "This is a she-camel, which can be seen and felt. It will have a share of the water, as you also have a known share. It will not drink on the day scheduled for you, neither shall you make your livestock drink on the day scheduled for it."
ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب يوم عظيم.
Verse number 156. Do not harm it by way of hitting it or cutting its legs. Otherwise, the punishment of Allah will come upon you and destroy you on a distressing day due to the affliction that comes down on it.
فعقروها فأصبحوا نادمين.
Verse number 157. So they agreed upon cutting its legs, and the most wretched from them all did the act. Then they regretted the deed they had committed because of realizing that the punishment was about to befall them inevitably. However, regret after seeing the punishment is of no benefit.
فأخذهم العذاب إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
Verse number 158. So the punishment that they were promised seized them. It was an earthquake accompanied by a scream. Indeed, in the aforementioned, i.e., the story of Saleh and his people, is a lesson for those who take heed. Although most of them do not believe, they were rejectors.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Verse number 159. O Messenger! Indeed, your Lord is the Almighty who takes retribution from his enemies, yet merciful to those of them who repent. Beneficial points. 1. Rejecting one prophet means rejecting every messenger. 2. Reminding people of the bounties of Allah brings hope in servants believing and returning to Allah. 3. Sins are a cause of corruption on earth.